AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Legislation to pay TSA workers is heading to the House today after being approved by the Senate in the early morning, AP's Donna Warder reports.
The Senate has approved Homeland Security funds that will pay TSA workers who haven't seen a paycheck in weeks. It also funds most other agencies, but not immigration enforcement. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said his party will continue to make sure that ICE doesn't get more funding without serious reform.
In the wake of the murders of Renee Good and Alex Pretty, Senate Democrats were clear, no blank check for a lawless ICE and Border Patrol.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's the Democrats' fault there's no Homeland Security funding bill this year.
President Trump should never have had to step in to rescue TSA workers and U.S. air travel.
The bill now goes to the House. Donna Warder, Washington.
AP correspondent John Gambrell reports Iran is drafting 12-year-olds into military service.
We've seen the Iranians increasingly use so-called shoot-and-scoot tactics, where they're hiding missile launchers inside of what look like commercial trucks, or using other sites far within Iran's mountainous regions to hide from the ongoing American and Israeli airstrikes. Now, this isn't to say that Iran doesn't have pressure. Already, we've seen that its all-volunteer besieged force, which is under its paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, is now allowing children as young as 12 to serve in that force and man checkpoints. This is coming as the Israelis have repeatedly hit besieged checkpoints over the last several days.
After a two-month absence sparked by her 84-year-old mother's apparent abduction, Savannah Guthrie will return to NBC's Today Show next month. In an interview that aired today, she said that joy will be my protest. More on APnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street as the stock market stumbles towards the end of another losing week. The S&P 500 fell 1% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is on track for its fifth losing week in a row. That would be the longest weekly losing streak for the market in almost 4 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 478 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.4%. Crude oil prices were rising again as the war with Iran drags on. The price of Brent crude rose about 2% to just over $104 a barrel. It was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war with Iran started 4 weeks ago. Seth Soutell, New York.
Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro was discharged from a hospital in the capital to continue serving a 27-year sentence for a coup attempt at his residence in an upscale gated community. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.